East Coast Breakfast.
It's a fantastic Monday. This Monday, 9 minutes to eight on East Coast Breakfast, East Coast Radio. And yeah, let's just get it out there. You know, I don't want to drag this out any further. Some of the people out there that have been dragging it, I'm sorry. I gave you 8 years, and just nobody put their hand up. So I took the bull by the horns, and I can now officially say Darren Maul is no longer single. Darren Maul, in actual fact, has a girlfriend.
So
I said it out loud.
So I was going to say, you might be thinking right now, okay, yeah, what's the big deal?
This music.
Sky and I have had to deal with single Darren forever. And single Darren plays Fortnite, and single Darren just, like, you know, does his life.
Yeah, plays golf with his friend, yeah, Sky.
Exactly. Yeah, Darren has a friend named Sky when he's single.
Exactly. Sky can sleep over
Darren
anytime.
In love. Is seemingly nicer to Kerry Miller.
That's the weirdest thing I ever thought it would happen.
Like, he like giggles and laughs and loses weight. You look at you. And then, guys, on Saturday, I get a message from Darren. Sky, I get a message from Darren.
Mm-hmm. On a weekend.
I never hear from him outside of work. Miller, can I ask you a favor? I was like, what have I done wrong? He goes, do you have a boombox? Do you have a boombox? A boombox? Guy, what is this? 1977. So I was like, I mean, I do, obviously. It's like, do you know the song by Scarlett? This one. What? This one. He wants to stand in front of this new woman with a boombox above his head. At the cricket, Sky.
At Hollywood Bets Kingsmead.
Ask her.
In front of 3,000 people.
To be his girlfriend. I was cringing. Obviously, I told him it's an excellent idea. But it got even more than that. Because I had the boombox in my car ready to go. But instead, he took the mic. In the middle of the cricket. At the halftime. On the field. And basically, a proposal was made.
Can I just tell you how we got here? Right? So, Anna and I have known each other for 5 years.
We even sang her name.
Just the first bit.
Okay.
So Anna and I have been, we've known each other for the longest time.
Yeah.
And then there was a chance that she was going to leave. And it was only at that point that I realized, hang on, I don't want this to happen. So I escalated my courtship maneuvers. And what we would in my day refer to as wooing. I increased the intensity of the wooing, which turned out to be quite fruitful. And it was lacquer. But then she said to me, I said something in passing. I was like, we met some people in the village, and I was like, oh, this is my girlfriend, Anna. And she was like, excuse me, I don't remember you asking me to be your girlfriend. And I didn't realize it was still a thing. Is that a thing?
Apparently it is, but also I don't know if it's a thing the way you did it. Bro, you've just put that bar so high. Like, that was Thanos levels.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to do it with you and Miller Prison because you're like my family.
Yes.
And so you have to be a part of that.
God. When you're nice to me, it makes me feel so uncomfortable.
So Darren, can you tell us quickly, how does it feel to be in love again after 8 years?
It's like, it's really, you know what it is? It's something imperceptible. It's just like the colors are brighter. Food smells.
Do you realize how much Sky and I have had to go to therapy over this? I don't know why I'm really struggling so hard.
I can feel the thread count on the linen, and it's the little things.
But are you guys doing sleepovers already? What? Darren? Darren?
No, we do PJs and
pajama party. Pajama party. There's nothing wrong with it.
My mouth is so dry. That kind of stuff. I like really just struggle with this. Okay, well, congrats.
No, but it was 3 or 4 weeks of intense wooing.
How long have you liked her for? Also, I never even realized this was a thing.
Oh, no, for about 5 years.
What?
Yeah.
So every time we speak to her, we interviewed her, he just like, hey, girl. Hey.
I'm very shy, guys. I'm very, very shy when it comes to feelings of.
So the Greek and I would officially like to invite you and Miss Anna for a double date if you're keen.
Sure.
And Sky, if you and James are keen.
Let me check if she's available. I'll get my people to call your people, and let's set that up. But I do want to ask this question, right?
Yeah.
It did take me from left field. When she said to me, but you haven't asked me to be your girlfriend.
I didn't know that was still a thing.
I didn't know either. And listen, for without having not dated within a decade, or more, I don't know. What is the protocol today, 2019, 1 month left before the year 2020? What is the protocol when you want somebody to be your partner, to be your girlfriend, to start dating?
So basically, when do you say we're exclusive?
What do you say? Do you say, because back in my day, we used to say, hey, can we go steady? Or will
can
you
we
be?
Can we go steady?
What?
Oh my gosh.
Will you be my girlfriend? You know,
that's a good question, bro, because like I'm pretty sure a lot of people are in that situation.
Well, I have
now
never been asked out till
so
this
yeah
day.
The Greek didn't ask
guys,
you out.
He never, he just was
he
like
still hasn't asked you out.
No,
you guys are still living in sin.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we're exclusive, but we never actually had that like will you be my girlfriend
no,
talk.
I want to ask you, right, so right now like today you wanted that significant other to be your girlfriend, to be your partner, to start dating. What do you say? How do you say it? What is the vernacular, the nomenclature, the language?
The nomenclature.
What do you say? What is the going expression today?
I have no idea.
Leave me a WhatsApp voice.
061-792-9495.
What's that number again?
061-792-9495.
Important question. How do you ask someone that you want to date them, that you want them to be your girlfriend? What is the 2019 going on 2020 way? I don't know.
It's vital that this discussion takes place. Mm. There are many different types of relationships, especially these days. Mm-hmm. Not everybody is monogamous. You need to have discussions about, are you in an open relationship?
Exclusive,
there's a
yeah.
whole bunch of exciting things to say and do. And I think it's way more complicated than what you're making it out to be. You can't just assume someone's going to be with you and stay with you and only you.
Oh, snap.
Wowzers.
Okay. I was making an assumption there, it seems.
Honestly speaking, guys, it doesn't matter what generation we live in or what decade we're coming from. Mm-hmm. If the guy is decent and respectable, yeah. he will ask the question, would you like to be my girlfriend? And if the girl is decent and respectable, she wouldn't laugh at it. She would actually feel flattered mm-hmm. and say, yes, of course I would. Or no, I wouldn't.
What
but
is...
it's the right thing to do.
I agree.
Respect, guys.
Respect.
No, 100%. Sky. So does she mean only a guy has to... So the girl can't ask the ogre.
I think actually somebody.
Well, that's another question altogether.
That's a whole new can of worms right there.
Okay, with today's thing, if you want to go steady with someone, you get off of Fortnite and you ask them to play PUBG with you, because then you can see who they really are.
Play what? PUBG.
PUBG. It's like it's where Fortnite came from, and like you're either PUBG. It's like you're either Jennifer Aniston or Angelina Jolie. PUBG and Fortnite people don't talk to each other.
Okay, Jennifer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there was an inside joke, the other, but I'm lucky because on second date, she said, can you show me how to play Fortnite?
Oh, my word, winner.
You must say, ek smak jou stikkend. Can you please be my sticky, asseblief?
If you just write that down, ek smak jou stikkend. Will you be my sticky, asseblief? Got it. East Coast Breakfast.